This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
The Malthouse Theatre in Melbourne is about to host a world premiere of Solaris, a play based on the 1961 Soviet science fiction novel. And we are very happy to welcome one of the stars, Keegan Joyce. Welcome to Joy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Well, look, Keegan, before we get into the excitement of the world premiere of Solaris, all of our Joy listeners, of course, will know you as Fuzz Green from the 2010 television series Rake. Mm-hmm. That was good. But here, we loved you the most as the very handsome, if not somewhat kooky, Arnold, who was the boyfriend of Josh Thomas's in Please Like Me. It was such a raw, emotional show. What was it like to work on?
It was marvellous. I miss it. I do miss it.
Are we getting it back? I mean, I know we heard he said no, but I'm hoping that he's talking to you on the side saying...
I've never seen Josh go back on a hard no, so no.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. I think he's, he's over in the States. He's making a new show now, I think it's called Everything's Going to Be All Right, or It's Going to Be All
it
Right.
It sounds great, but like anything in the world, once those Yanks get hold of it, they ruin it. Look what they did to Kath and Kim. Killed it, you know? Like, Josh went as a funny Australian, and he'll come back as a... bloody Donald Trump lookalike or something. It happens to all of them over there. Don't you worry.
I think you'd do a great Donald Trump impression, but don't let him tell you I said that. I don't think it'll come back. I miss it terribly. It was the most fun show to do. We were so close throughout the shooting. And I think Josh's new show is going to be really good. I caught up with him when I was over in America, and he's killing it over there.
Oh, that's good.
We could be very proud of him. And, I think especially the great thing about Josh is he's not going to let them ruin his idea. He'll either make a bad idea or a great idea.
So it's on his own merit.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was great about Please Like Me, because I do remember reading, he said, you know, the LGBT character wasn't the main focus of the story, which was easy to go, and it was a great show. We loved watching it, and we loved watching you.
Oh, thanks.
But we can't reminisce forever, because you're moving on, you're doing bigger and better. And for people like myself who's not read a novel or seen the movies...
Let me tell you, there was three movies all shit. And one of them had... who's the rich guy? No, Clooney. Clooney was the one in 2002, and even that was boring. But sorry, I won't disturb you.
Can you tell us about
the story of Solaris for the uninformed like myself?
I've been sitting here. I came in on the train this morning thinking, how am I going to tell the story of Solaris? Because it is a lot. But basically, it's a story about it's in a time when we're exploring foreign worlds, and one of those worlds is a planet called Solaris, which orbits two suns, and they're basically looking for intelligent life or consciousness, and they kind of realize that the planet is conscious.
Ooh.
Itself. And I guess the idea is that we can never really comprehend, human understanding can't really comprehend intelligence or consciousness, and... The planet's consciousness manifests itself through people's memories, and so I play a character that kind of appears on the ship.
Whoa.
Who's someone's ex-lover who's passed away. It's a memory, yeah.
Yeah, as an actor, how do you wrap your head around something so vast and like hard to unintelligible? What am I looking for?
Yeah, it was really interesting, because we were really lucky that, because it's the first time someone's adapted the work for a play, David Grieg, who's incredible Scottish playwright and the artistic director of the Royal Lyceum in Edinburgh, and Matt Lutton, who's directing at the Malthouse. They were in the room for the first basically 2 weeks, and we were just going through pulling it apart. And I think on the second day, I think we came up with a rule that was, there's no logic. We will just try and ignore some of the more specific logical space rules.
Yeah.
Because I think sci-fi films now get caught up in doing like a lot of like space rules.
They have teams of scientists.
Because there's nerds are sitting there trying to pick. But if you go to the theatre, it's make-believe. We're happy to let you get to that place and just tell us how we got there.
I'm a nerd that's like, oh, how do they time travel? If that doesn't make exact sense to me, I won't watch it. I'm out.
Well, come along and then I'll explain the logic afterwards.
Please, thank you.
But yeah, that's, I think the rule is, yeah, we had to kind of let go of some of that logic and really just immerse ourselves in what we think is kind of the important question of the show, which is, is there such a thing as connection and what is that?
Oh.
It's thought-provoking. It's like, as the book, it's multiple. You can't just say it's a sci-fi thing. It touches all emotions. It makes you look at yourself. It makes you realize how stupid we are when we try and deal with other people as well as extraterrestrials. When we're silly. It's very great. It's good. I think it's very exciting. I think it'll be really exciting.
Oh, go watch.
I'm really excited too, yeah.
But what I was quite impressed about was this production of Solaris is in partnership with like theatres in Edinburgh and London, as well as two of the stars are actually coming over from there. So this is a bit of a combined...
Yeah, it's a real collaboration between multiple production companies. And I think it's specifically because Matt Lutton is such a phenomenal Australian director and world-renowned. So working with David in Edinburgh and the Hammersmith Lyric in London, and yeah, the whole team's been really good.
Are you really excited to go over there and take the show over?
Yeah, I'm really chuffed. It'll be the first time I've done a show in the UK. So yeah, I'm really excited to get over there and show them what I got.
Keegan, you're no stranger to the theatre. I was reading that as a 12-year-old you were done to Oliver, and you hold a record. You've done the most Olivers or something. Is that true?
I don't know if Guinness Book World Records really investigated this heavily enough. I don't know where this fact came from. I'm really happy with it. I'm happy to be the longest running Oliver. Yeah, I did it for a year and a half. I was 12, I turned 13 and 14.
Do you still dream about it? Like,
It's one of those things. I've blocked it out of my memory.
I remember. I'd be waiting for you to come with dinner. I'd give you such little bits. So you could go, more, please. I could go, no.
Yeah. Everyone quotes the show to me and I miss the quotes because I've really blocked it out that much. And they're like, Oliver. And you have no clue what you're talking about.
You have to. There's so much going on in your brain. But look, Solaris hits the Malthouse Theatre stage for a very limited time. 28th of June to the 21st of July. Oh, that is limited. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Tom, we're going. I'm telling you. Malthousetheatre.com.au, and we'll put the links on our socials as well. Keegan Joyce, thank you for coming in.
Limited season, so you better hurry up, because once you finish off here on the 21st of July, you head to Edinburgh and London.
Yeah. Come along, see a psychological thriller something.
Keegan Joyce, thank you so much. Thanks. It's a pleasure.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.